First on Radio 4, Australian Aboriginal culture with an unexpected twist. Today, young people from the Indigenous communities are putting their own spin on Dreamtime storytelling, as Mark Rickards discovers in Australian Rap.
Let's go. Well, it's the PR boy from Palm Island, kicking back with another track like a booming siren. The core's still lying.
Where Indigenous communities in Australia have in the past found inspiration in country music, with tales of forlorn love and rural hardship, the younger generation have found a new way to express their passions and concerns.
And I'm taking it back to the days when they never even heard a rap. Think back to the time of the great kidnap.
From remote corners of the Australian desert to the urban world in which most Aboriginal youth now live, rap provides an outlet for politically charged music, with messages about racism, cultural pride and self-empowerment embedded in the lyrics. Rihanna Patrick is the presenter and producer of Speaking Out, a topical programme for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities on ABC Radio.
I think music has played a really big part in not only getting the younger generation to really think about their culture and to reconnect with culture in some instances, but I think it's also given them a voice. I think there are parts of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people in Australia who feel, I suppose, disengaged. They're disadvantaged. They feel isolated. And I think music for them has given them an avenue to really talk about the issues happening in their communities that you may or may not hear about.
Yo, it's for the Indigenous or the Aboriginal people out there. Keep your head up and put them down. There's always something out there. Keep it real.
Hip-hop traditionally has always been about accessibility, and it's also been about not needing to know how to play an instrument. You can make your own music. But these days it's obviously coming into the computer age where people can build their own beats on a computer program, put it together, write their own rhymes, record it all, and they've got their own instant recording studio, which is this accessibility in a different age. But I think that was always the beauty of hip-hop, was that it was accessible to you no matter how much money you had or didn't have. And if you couldn't play an instrument, you could beatbox. People would teach themselves to beatbox.